We're starting Hilchos Chanukah, Be'ezras Hashem, Simen Tov Reish Ayin. V'kafei B'kislev, Maskilin Shmona Yimei Chanukah. Chanukah starts Kafei Kislev for 8 days. Now, Asuri B'hesped U'gatainis. It's Asur to have a Hesped, and it's Asur to fast. Aval Mutarim B'siyas Melacha. But it's not a Yom Tov, you can do Melacha. V'noah goes Hanashim, women have a minug not to do melacha while the candles are lit. And the Shulchan Aruch says, and some say you should not be mekil, they should keep to this minug. Now, what's this minug about? So first of all, it's for women, not for men. That we'll get to in Sif Beis, the special connection of women to the Nes of Chanukah, which expresses itself in this minug. And it says they don't do melacha when the candles are lit. The Mishnah Berurah explains that means during the first half hour, which is the main time of the mitzvah. Now the minhag is that the women don't do heavy work, like laundering, house cleaning, ironing, sewing. There are different opinions about whether women cook during that half hour. Some women daka cook, they want it, that's part of getting ready for making latkes. And some women don't cook, don't cook at that time. That's the minhag. Oh. Now, also regarding not doing work, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes, some had a minhag that they don't do work the whole day of Chanukah. He says that you should protest. Don't, that's not a good minhag. Because ha-batala aveir mevi'a l'dei shimum. When a person does nothing the whole day, it leads to boredom, which leads to aveiras. It's not a good thing. So that minhag, you don't go that far, but just the first half an hour. Now, what is Chanukah all about? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Rambam, that Bizman by Yesheni, the evil Greeks were in control of Eretz Yisrael and the Jewish people, and they made decrees, and they tried to stop our religion. The Jews couldn't do Torah and mitzvahs, and they were metame all the shmonim in the Beis HaMikdash, and they really oppressed the Jewish people so much until Hashem had mercy on us, and we won the war, and the Malchus came back to the Jewish people for more than 200 years, the Rambam says, and it was the 25th of Kislev, and we finally defeated our enemies and won the war. We came into the Heichal, and there was no shemen. They couldn't find any shemen that they knew was Tohor. They found one little flask of shemen, which had enough oil for one day, and there was a miracle, and it lasted for 8 days. And therefore, because of the miracle, and because that we won the war and defeated our enemies, Chazal established an 8-day Yom Tov, starting from Kafei Kislev, of Hallel, and no fasting. Laharos, and we light the Chanukah candles. Laharos u'lagalos hanes, to show the miracle, to express the miracle that Hashem did for us. And this is a mitzvah. This is a mitzvah derabbanan. Okay. So that's Chanukah. Some say Chanukah means Chanukah, to rest on the 25th. That's when they won the war, and they rested after they won the war. Some say Chanukah refers to dedication. The dedication of the Beis HaMikdash, the dedication of the Mishkan, which happened on the Beis HaMikdash happened on Kafei Kislev. We'll see in a minute, Bez Hashem, how that connects to the Mishkan as well. And this is the famous Yom Tov and the Simcha of Chanukah. Sif Beis. Ribu ha-sudos shemar b'mem heim sudos ha-rishus. Having a suda on Yom Tov, on Chanukah, is a rishus. It's not a mitzvah, not a chiyuv. Shilo kavon u'mishdo l'simcha. Because Chazal didn't establish these days as days of Mishka and Simcha, but rather as days of Hallel v'Hodah. That's the essence of the day, Hallel and Hodah, not Mishta and Simcha, not having a party. Oh. So this is how we paskin. The Rambam sounds like there is a mitzvah of Simcha on Chanukah, but the standard psakas, and some of the Achronim quote the Rambam, but the standard psakas like the Shulchan Aruch, that there's no mitzvah of Simcha and Suda on Chanukah. Now we have sudas on Chanukah. We have Chanukah parties that we'll get to Bez Hashem in a little while. So this is a famous fundamental question And there is a world-famous comment of the Levush that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. How come on Purim they established a Chiyuv Suda, a Mishnah? A big part of the Suda's Purim is a mitzvah, they're a part of the mitzvah derabanan. And on Chanukah we don't have. So here's what the Levush says. On Purim, the primary decree was to murder the Jewish people physically. Haman didn't care about our religion that much. Chazal say he was mevatel things in our religion, but his goal was to murder the Jewish people. If we would have all given up our religion, let's say, Rachmana Litzlan, he would have killed us anyway. Oh, similar to Hitler, Yimach Shema. And therefore, when Hashem saved us, fundamentally, there was a saving of the goof, of the body, that we're alive. So therefore, Chazal say we're going to celebrate Purim in a way that corresponds to the nature of the salvation. Since the salvation saved our lives, so we have a suda to celebrate that we're alive. Mishnah v'simcha, a physical celebration. But b'Antiochos, the primary decree was spiritual. He didn't want us to keep Torah, mitzvos. He wanted to wipe out the spiritual singularity of the Jewish people. Of course there was a war too. But the war was fought in order that we'd be able to serve Hashem and do the mitzvahs. Fundamentally, it was all about the mitzvahs. Had we all given up the religion, chas v'shalom, there wouldn't have been a war. Well, so therefore, when we want, and, as we say in the Al HaNisim, this is key. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, in the Al HaNisim, we add a phrase on Chanukah, l'hashkicham torasecha u'la'avira me'achukei ritzonecha, to cause us to forget the Torah and to remove us from doing the mitzvahs. That sentence you don't find by Purim, because that wasn't the primary Gzeira decree on Purim. Oh. And therefore, when we won the war on Hanukkah, it was primarily a spiritual victory, that we could do the mitzvahs. So Chazal wanted to emphasize that it's not primarily about the goof. And therefore, the way you celebrate is Hallel, Hodah, Ruchnius, saying Hallel, thanking Hashem, but not a physical celebration, not a Suda. So that's why there's a Chiyuv Suda on Purim, and there's no Chiyuv Suda on Chanukah, and that's the Pesach. Now the Rama continues. V'yesh ramim sheyesh ksas mitzvah beribi hasudos. Mishum devos anayomim haya Chanukah samizbeach. The Rama says some say there is a mitzvah to have a Suda on Chanukah, because we're celebrating the rededication of the Mizbeach, bizman de chashmonayim. There was a celebration when you dedicate the Beis HaMikdash or dedicate the Mishkan. There's a celebration. There's a chiyuv, a simcha. Shlomo made a simcha 14 days, a 2-week celebration when he dedicated the Beis HaMikdash. In the Mishkan, when they dedicated the Mishkan in the Midbar, there was a celebration. They offered karbanos. So therefore, to commemorate the rededication of the Beis HaMikdash, they talk there's a chiyuv suda. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Medrash that the Mishkan itself was completed on Kaf Hei Kislev, but it wasn't erected until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is when Yitzchak was born. So Hashem said, "I'm going to pay back Kislev, and I'll pay them back at the time of the Chashmonaim." Now the Rama says, and the minhag is we sing shiras and sishbachos Hashem, praising Hashem for the miracles of Chanukah, thanking Him for winning the war and all the miracles, and then it becomes a sudas mitzvah. Rav Shechter Shlita explains it's a sudas hodah. When you sing shiras and sishbachos, it becomes a sudas hodah, and every sudas hodah is a sudas mitzvah. So the Rama is saying there is a view to make a sudas mitzvah based on rededicating the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash. And to make it into a definitive Sudas Mitzvah, we make it into a Sudas Hodah by singing Shiros and Sishbachos Lashem. To give Shevach L'makom, V'mefarsem, the miracle. The Mishnah refers to other examples of a Sudas Mitzvah, something becoming a Sudas Mitzvah based on a Sudas Hodah. And that's what we're supposed to do at a Hanukkah party. Make sure you sing Shiros B'Sishbachos L'Hashem. discuss the miracles of winning the war, discuss the miracle of the Nes Pach Shemen, discuss all the great things Hashem does for us, that we're still around as a nation. Oh, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes, some people waste their time, instead of singing Shiras and Shishbachos, they waste their time and they play cards and they misuse their time with silly things as opposed to the Zmiras and Shishbachos Hashem. So we assume, bottom line, halacha l'maisa, we assume there's no fundamental chiyuv simcha and suda on Chanukah, but there is a view that there is a mitzvah of festive meals. So what we do is we have the festive meals partially to fulfill that opinion, and we add on the shiras and sishbachos Hashem to make it into a sudos mitzvah, a sudos hodah on Chanukah, and we should use the Chanukah sudos for the right purpose, and as opposed to for silliness and wasting our time.